Welcome to the Forbes India Cover Story podcast series. This issue is a showstopper, and pun intended, it looks at personalities across diverse fields and carries long profiles on all the showstoppers in India. Joining me to talk about the package are Divya Shekhar and Kunal Purandare. Hi, thanks a lot for joining in, Kunal, Divya.
Hello, Abhishek.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. How do you define a showstopper in Forbes India, and how did you choose the folks that all of you have written about?
The word showstopper here basically refers to people, achievers, performers, filmmakers who've had an extremely standout year. The work that they've done, for the purpose of this list, we've considered cinema, OTT shows, music and sports. So showstoppers are basically artists and sports people who've had an exceptional year. The Forbes India Showstoppers list is in its second year. And last year we had a list of 50, but this year we have a list of 70 achievers who have outperformed in cinema, which is theatrical release, OTT, music and sports. So the timeline that we've considered is January 1 to November 30th. And we took about 3 months' time to put this list together. A team of journalists and senior editors at Forbes India drew up a long list of close to 150 names of actors, filmmakers, musicians, singers, sportspersons through primary and secondary research. And then we arrived at the final list of 70 names in the first week of December after internal deliberations. Say for cinema and OTT, the factors under consideration were quality of work, appreciation, like both popularity among the audiences and cinema goers, and also critical acclaim, level of challenge and diversity in roles, what their pipeline of projects looks like, and what the box office success was. So it was a mix of all these factors. And for sports, it was achievements this year. And for music, it was popularity across mainstream genres in 2023, genres that we've considered. I also want to add that, you know, particularly for cinema and OTT, it was really tough to whittle down the names to 20 each. And although the list that we put together was after massive internal deliberations, but it's by no means exhaustive. Like, we had a lot of good performances and films in the past year, both theatrical releases and OTT. We have picked the top 20 based on the parameters we just discussed.
To put it simply, Abhishek, I mean, these are achievers, people who have had a fantastic run in 2023 with immense impact. And like Divya said, it wasn't easy to choose 70 names out of so many that we had on the long list. We had intense discussions, lots of debates. There were people rooting for some, saying things against the other. So, you know, it took a lot out of us to come up with this list.
And how did you wrote about Kareena Kapoor, who's been in the industry for 23 years now. And I remember having watched her debut film when I was in college, Refugee, back in 2000. What does the industry make of her, Kunal? You've interviewed a bunch of folks from the film industry itself, including a few directors like Sudhir Mishra. How do they perceive her on the set?
Well, yeah, I mean, you said about Kareena, you said you watched her in her debut film, Refugee, that was 23 years ago. Kareena is a true blue diva, a superstar who's been on top of a game for over two decades now. And while from the outside, everything may look rosy, but it's not been easy for her also. The Kapoor surname, as she said, came with mammoth pressures. The fact that she looks so glamorous can sometimes be a hindrance as well in the kind of roles that one gets, because it's easy to typecast someone in this industry. But she's maintained a fine balance. She's done commercial cinema, or what you call offbeat or serious roles, in films like Yuva, Chameli, Dev, very early on in her career. And she's maintained that she wants to keep that record intact of balancing the two. And she's emerged as a winner by doing different roles, reinventing herself and being open to learning constantly. This year, she made her OTT debut as an actor with Janeja, and her performance has been received very well. She's turned producer with The Buckingham Murders, which should be out on some streaming platform in a month or two, I guess. And as you mentioned, I spoke to several filmmakers, several of her co-actors, and they all had wonderful things to say about her spontaneity, about her professionalism, about her dedication to her craft, about how chilled out she is, contrary to the perception of being a diva. So it was wonderful to, you know, write about someone who's been there and done that.
Right. I think there was somebody you quote that found her to be very intimidating before having met her, but within 10 seconds, all of that was out of the
way.
Yeah,
that was, Jayadeep Alawat, who said, you know, the persona in his head, like in the heads of many people probably, is that she's this superstar who's not going to talk to us and she has her own whims and fancies. But that's not true at all. I mean, everyone said she's very chilled out on set. She's not even confined to her vanity van. She's often mingling with her co-stars, sitting on a chair, chatting, having chai, a complete foodie that she is.
Right. And how is Divya Vijay Sethupathi different or similar in some ways to Kareena Kapoor? Not that we are drawing comparisons, but he is in the same industry. And I love the line with which you start your article, that he can go from being funny to philosophical in no time. How was it interviewing him, and how is he? How does he come across?
Yeah, I mean, one similarity is definitely the fact that even Sethupathi as an actor is not confined to his vanity van. Like, people I spoke to say that he's intensely involved in the process of filmmaking. Like, he's constantly thinking about how he can perform a scene better, and how, you know, what are the motivations of his character, and even beyond the scope of the script. And I think this year, particularly, he's been in the industry for over a decade. He's a national award winning actor, and I think this year particularly he's had 7 projects across languages, mediums, genres, and I think many of them have been massive hits. He made his Hindi OTT debut with Farzi, which is directed by Rajan DK. And then there was Jawan. He was named among the top 10 most popular stars in Indian cinema of 2023 by IMDb. And even his pipeline of films look great. Like, I think as we speak, the trailer of Merry Christmas is out, which is Sriram Raghavan's next, co-starring Katrina Kaif. So he also has a very interesting pipeline of films. And he's a very interesting actor to profile as well.
And he had quite an interesting story about how he got started itself, isn't it? Meaning, it wasn't, he worked as anybody would on a 9-to-5 job and then stumbled his way into acting. Would that be right?
In the sense that he was someone who had limited ambitions, if we can put it that way, who thought that, you know, there's not much more that life can offer than, say, a stable income and a car and a house. And he worked as an accountant. He tried to start his own business, and, you know, and eventually he said, okay, why not give acting a shot? And he says that, you know, I was naive enough to think that just because I am photogenic, maybe, you know, that's all it takes for me to be an actor. And he also says that one of his greatest strengths has been the fact that he went in with so much innocence, because if he had prior knowledge about how much, you know, struggle the industry requires to succeed, maybe the fear would have gotten the better of him.
Right. And I also read that there is a lot of preparation that goes into any role that he does. And Kunal, I'd like to bring you in here. And this is, we may not have the time to talk about all the stories, but this is just to give a glimpse to our listeners. Now, when you spoke with Kareena Kapoor or the other folks in the industry, they seem to say that she didn't quite appear to prepare herself, but when the camera would you know, go on, and she would just transform herself.
Yeah, Abhishek, I think that's what people were trying to convey, that she's so effortless and she's a switch-on, switch-off artist, as they describe her. Prior to the filming of a scene, one may not see her prepare as much, but once the camera rolls, my God, the magic just unfolds. And one really doesn't know where the preparation comes from. But people have been mighty impressed with what she's done. Sudhir Mishra mentioned that while shooting Chameli, he kept the camera mostly on her. And oftentimes he didn't even say cut, because, you know, she would follow the... She is an actor who doesn't stop performing till the director says cut. And he said that many times it would happen that she would surprise you with something new, which was not even mentioned in the script or in the brief that was given to her. So she's a born actor and natural performer, as J.P. Datta also mentioned. Madhur Bhandarkar also praises her, saying she's an effortless, natural actor. And the best part about her is that, you know, she's not someone who's sitting on her laurels despite achieving everything. She's completed 23 years in the industry, but she says she wants to work for another 23 years, and this is just the start. And you're talking about her performing. She says that, you know, she... faces the camera with the same excitement as that of a newcomer, even now. And that's what makes her a much loved and acclaimed performer, I think.
Right. I think you got her to talk about complacency or the lack of it, despite having been at the top for so many years. So what else do we have, guys, on the list that, without giving too much away, what can the readers expect in sports, in music, in other fields?
Abhishek, while like I said, the list itself is of 70 showstoppers, but we have detailed profiles of various personalities from cinema, OTT and sports. So we have cricketer Shubman Gill, we have filmmaker Karan Johar, Telugu superstar Ram Charan and Upasana, who's from the Apollo Hospitals family. Their story is basically about how they're one of the power couples in the country. Then there is Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, the badminton players. So it's quite a diverse mix of profiles. Then we also have profiles on, say, Pankaj Tripathi, Vamika Gabbi, and Jaideep Alawat, you know, who have wowed us with their performances, again, across formats. They play characters with so much conviction, and, you know, they basically have established themselves as extremely strong performers and actors. Yeah, it's actually a very, very diverse and interesting mix of personalities.
Adding to what Divya said, we were also looking at new people whom we could feature in this issue. Not the usual suspects, but people who have a bright future and who are going to be superstars in the years to come. Or at least they're showing signs of being superstars in the years to come. Shubman Gill is one of them, as Divya mentioned. He's undoubtedly one of the brightest stars of Indian cricket right now and even considered to be captaincy material. He's already been given the top job at Gujarat Titans now. And I mean, he arrived on the scene with his fantastic 91 in Gabba after India were all out for that disastrous 36, that test match. So he made his presence felt over there. And since then, everyone has been speaking about him very, very highly. And he's not disappointed. This year has been a fantastic year for him. 700s across all formats, including a double ton in one-day internationals. He was the IPL's highest scorer with almost 900 runs and 3 centuries. So, I mean, these are the kind of people that we've kept in mind while bringing out this issue. Satvik, Chirag, I mean, the past 18 months have been staggering for them. They won the India Open in 2022, played a key role in India's Thomas Cup win, followed it up with a CWG Gold World Championship. So the winning streak has continued for them. And interestingly, I mean, one comes from a family of hoteliers and the other from a family of sports enthusiasts. So you can understand the diverse backgrounds. And there's nothing in common between them, even in terms of language. I mean, one cannot speak fluent Hindi or English. But yet, I mean, it just shows that, you know, on court or on the field, I mean, all these things don't matter. It's your game that counts.
You bet. I think I remember long ago from a different era, Ajay Jadeja and Robin Singh would just look at each other when they were running in between the wickets and they knew whether to take the next run or not. There was no call or
anything. Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely.
You know either. Yes.
We Ram Charan and Upasana as one of the power couples in the country. We also have Vishal Bharadwaj and Rekha Bharadwaj who've combined and come together for many fantastic musical compositions as well. Their collaboration has been a fantastic one as well. So we profiled them. There is Karan Johar, who's a celebrated filmmaker, but we've focused on the business acumen of the director, you know, contrary to the bling that's associated with him. So very, 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 very interesting stuff in this issue. And I'm sure, I mean, no one is going to be disappointed. Y'all can't wait to read all the stories and hopefully we'll come back with more in the years to come.
Including keeping a tab on the future superstars that you guys have a bet on in this issue. Thanks a lot, both of you, for your time on this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Abhishek.
All you listeners, you can get this podcast on ForbesIndia.com or any other app that you use to download your podcasts and to have someone call you for a Forbes India subscription, message Forbes to 51818.